Yeah, we're back again with another episode of Olumide is a Goat podcast. And today is actually a special episode for me because I get to talk about one of my favorite rappers, someone I consider top two no matter the generation right now in the rap industry. But this is not a praise, how will I put it? This is not an episode where I actually praise the rapper, you know. Things have been going on, people labeling him a misogynist, some calling him a woman belittler, someone who doesn't respect women, all sorts of names have been going around floating up because of one song. I guess with this intro, if you are inclined or have a frank knowledge about the hip-hop industry, you already know what I'm about to talk about. And that's no other than Jermaine Cole. Yes, you heard me right, J. Cole. He released a song on Thursday titled Snow on the Bluff. Thursday was 18th. Yes, so he released a song 18th of June 2020, Snow on the Bluff, addressing an issue dear to him, but I guess the message really cut across as annoying and patriarchal and him being a misogynist. So I really want to address his side and the person the song was directed to. And the person is a woman, a rapper, a poet called No Name. But before we go any further, thank you for joining me once more on my Olumide is a Goat podcast, for always listening and just thank you for listening. Despite how long the podcast gets to be, you all stick with me till the end and listen. So I really want to appreciate you for that. Hope you are staying safe. Keep exercising social distancing, if that's really a thing, because people don't really exercise it anymore. But just keep staying safe, proper hygiene, and it will all turn out to be good. Thank you for joining me. So let's get it. Yeah. Like I said earlier, I'm going to be addressing the issue, the internet uproar J. Cole has actually caused with just a song. We know J. Cole to be a very deep rapper. That's how we put it in the hip-hop industry. A conscious rapper, let me use that word. We know him to be a conscious rapper. We know him for his social lyrics regarding racism, police brutality, systemic racism and sort how government treats black people. We know J. Cole for that, and we know when he really wants to talk about things endearing to such related topics, he doesn't just give you a loose song, a 1 minute song. No, that's not what J. Cole is. He goes into detail, every neat and great, and even the tiniest of pin drop detail he can bring out from such topic, he puts it all on the line and forms lyrics with it, and it gets to be on the song. That's who J. Cole is. So first of all, let me address the title of the song. The song, as we all know it, is Snow on the Bluff. And the title of the song is said to have been gotten from a 2015 movie, if I'm not wrong. But it's meant to have been gotten from a movie titled Snow on the Bluff, in which the main character was an aide in a robbery incident. But the way the movie was shot, or should I say directed, or the way the movie came out is in the sense that the main character, that is the aide in the robbery, had this first person view to the audience. The way the movie came out to be was like the one in charge of handling the camera. The movie was more of like a documentary that people actually thought it was real, until after the movie was released and they had to prove themselves that, oh no, this is not a real incident, it was a movie, this is how we did it, this is how it came out to be. When the movie came out, people thought it was a documentary on a robbery because of the first person view of how it came out to be. It was like a documentary, like the main character was the one viewing them, probably with a GoPro or something related to that form of camera. That's what they achieved by bringing out that movie. And because of the realness in it, people thought, oh, could this have been a real robbery? Because around the time the movie was released in Detroit, a robbery also occurred, and it was similar to what was portrayed in the movie, making people and even the police in Detroit to believe, oh yes, this movie was actually what happened in that robbery, and then they are just trying to cover over it up in the name of cinematography, saying, oh no, this is a professional movie release, until it was actually settled and they saw, oh, this is a movie, and they got hold of the culprit behind the robbery they associated with the movie. So basically, the title Snow on the Bluff means something real but fake. And what J. Cole actually addressed on the song is more of a self-critiquing song, not really a lashing or blaming somebody else for his actions. Because the song ended with a verse, and if we match the ending of the song, where he said, a nigga stopped him outside the store, pardon my language, a guy stopped him outside the store and said, hey Cole, we thank you for what you are doing, keep being real. And J. Cole ended the verse by saying, oh, these people think I'm real, but they don't know I'm faker than snow on the bluff, because he isn't doing enough. So it's more like him reflecting on his intelligence and seeing what he can achieve in this whole Black Lives Matter movement, and he's telling himself, I haven't done enough. That's what he was trying to achieve with the song. Because the song actually started with a verse that says, and I quote, people think he's deep, he's intelligent, but they don't know that's just a facade. And people will actually address Cole as being deep and intelligent because of his lyrics. And he said they do so because they attach it to his college degree. And J. Cole graduated with honors, second class honors, I guess, 3.83 CGPA. For someone who was a rapper and pushing his music to have finished with such a good grade, at least we can give it to him as being smart enough. And we've seen it reflect in his songs. We've seen how he has addressed all sorts of issues with his song, putting his intelligence and creativity at work. And his music actually comes out to be very superb when it gets released. But then the question is, why is this song causing an uproar social media wise? Why is it causing an internet debate over him being self-critical of himself, or being a misogynist? That will bring us to addressing the part of the song where he actually addressed or talked about No Name. In the song, like I said earlier, it's more of a self-criticizing song, but shortly after the song started, because the song is just a one verse song but 3 minutes long, he said something like, just cause you woke and I'm not, that shit ain't no reason to talk like you better than me. How you gonna lead when you attacking the very same niggas that really do need the shit that you're saying? Instead of conveying you earlier, come help us get to speed. Shit is a reason it took like 200 years for our ancestors to get freed. These shackles be locking their mental way more than the physical. And in that song, he was talking about No Name. No Name is a Chicago rapper, if you know her, and she's very much involved in educating Black people, Black literacy, financially wise and education wise, helping them to take a stand for themselves, not relying on things to just get better, and which hasn't got better, making them see how they can improve themselves. Cole criticizes himself for saying in the first verse, like I have mentioned earlier, I said, niggas be thinking I'm deep, intelligent, fooled by my college degree. My IQ is average. There's a young lady out there, she way smarter than me. From the first verse alone, we can decide that J. Cole has already given all praise to No Name, saying he isn't as wise as people might see him, he's just a human being, and he isn't as involved in the Black Lives Matter movement as he would like to be, as people think he is. But out there, there's a lady which we came to know to be No Name, who is smarter than him, educating people. He continues by saying he scrolled through her timeline, that is, her tweets, internet mentions, and stuff like that relating to her online activities regarding Black literacy, financially wise and education wise. In these wild times, and I started to read, she's mad at these crackers, that is the government, police brutality, all sort of shenanigans happening right now regarding the Black race. She's mad at the capitalists, mad at this murder police. She's even mad at Black people, and this is where J. Cole feels it comes into question. Where he said, she mad at my niggas, she mad at her ignorance, she wear her hat on her sleeve, she mad at these celebrities. Loki, I be thinking she talking about me. Now, I ain't no dummy to think I'm above criticism. So when I see something that's valid, I listen. This is where J. Cole, old misogynist claim that is all on the internet, now comes into question with this verse where it says, and I quote, but shit, it's something about the queen tone that's bothering me. She strike me as somebody blessed enough to grow up in a conscious environment with parents that know about the struggle for liberation, and in turn they provide her with a perspective and awareness of the system and unfairness that afflicts them, and the clearest understanding of what we got to do to get free. And the frustration that fuels our world seems to come from the fact that most people don't see. Just cause she thinks she's woke doesn't mean she should go after people who are not social media savvy, who post every now and then, going after celebrities, telling them, oh, we haven't seen you being so physically engrossed in fighting police oppression, government systemic racism. Like, there are many rappers today who, whether we like it or not, have done more than we know because they don't post on social media. Kendrick Lamar is an example. Kendrick Lamar is an example of those celebrities you at least see on social media to post about his daily lifestyle or his work in the communities. And J. Cole also is one of those people. And it feels the part where she starts criticizing celebrities, because she released a series of tweets in late May, early June, regarding the George Floyd murder case, where she was, should I say, bashing celebrities, especially those in the hip-hop community, on why people don't see them in protest, on why they've not used their social media platform to discuss the oppression they see going around them, but all they are concerned about is breaking record music wise, selling albums, selling singles, shows, and so on. That's what they are concerned about. They are not concerned about their people. And because of this, because No Name has actually been involved a lot in this Black Lives Matter movement, we can give it to her that yes, she's quite in the authority to talk about things like that. But for someone as relaxed as J. Cole is on a normal day, it will actually make you feel bothered to see him talking about something like this. J. Cole actually uses his music, like I've mentioned earlier, to talk about the Black Lives Matter, government oppression, police brutality, stuff relating to the black race being racially oppressed, which has been going on for quite too long. He has done his own part, his own quota in talking about it in his songs. But hell no, change hasn't occurred yet. In my own opinion, yes, social media is a very nice platform to talk about things like this. I actually believe it's more than social media. And I guess that's what she was talking about. Like, people should be out there, build foundations for black people, educate them on financial literacy, tell them to stay in school, get their grades up, and sort of things like that. That's what she wanted to see. But despite J. Cole even putting it in such a respectful manner, saying that he's on some FA retweets, that most people is sheep, that you got the answers, but how you gonna reach? Meaning, he's not a social media person. You are listening him on social media. So if you actually want him to talk about black race and the oppression they face, you hardly and most likely not see J. Cole do such on social media. He does so by means of his song. He has addressed many issues regarding the Black Lives Matter movement on his songs. Countless of that on his songs. But still, in the song, he still says he feels he isn't doing enough. He feels like he's letting his people down. He's criticizing himself, but just few hours after the song was released, we see people coming at him, telling him because he used the word queen tone, saying the girl in question, the woman in question, no name, has a queen tone, that is an authoritative tone, probably over men, which is meant to be subdued to, is what is bothering him. And people automatically labeled that as a misogynist term. You can't tell a woman to lower her queen tone or that her queen tone is bothering you. People have their opinion, so I'm going to respect them with their opinion. But after listening to this song over and over and over again, in my own opinion, what I feel is J. Cole wasn't disrespecting her. Because if you continue to analyze this song, every word of this song, you notice he's even more of criticizing himself than him being a hero in this case, telling her to lower her queen tone. He goes further to say the change is inevitable, but that's none of us have seen this before. Therefore, we just got to learn everything as we go. He himself examines his inner self by saying, I struggle with thoughts on the daily. Feel like a slave that somehow don't save enough coins to buy his way out of slavery. Saying he feels like he's a slave in this hip-hop industry because as a black man, especially a black rapper, you're expected to talk about social conscious stuff and not just party all the time. You're meant to be engrossed in the Black Lives Matter. And when people don't see you doing that, they feel like because you've made enough money from music industry, you've bought your way out of slavery, that is, quote unquote, you are no longer legally black. People won't see you as being part of the oppressed majority of black people in the US because you have money. And continues with his saying, thinking just maybe in my pursuit to make life so much better for me and my babies, he has betrayed the very same people that look at him like a hero because, as I've said before, he has a lot of commas next to his zeros, meaning he has a lot of money. So now let's break it down. We've seen J. Cole release what people will call a diss track when the track isn't actually a diss track. In 2017, he released two singles, December of 2017, Everybody Dies and False Prophets. On the former, Everybody Dies, he talks about, that was 2017 by the way, he talks about these new generations of rappers who use Lil and all sort of names with weird tattoos and stuff. He talks about how their impact won't last. Because in 2017, all these new rappers, especially this Lil Zivet, Lil Yachty, all of them were just coming up. So when he released that song regarding the current state of hip-hop, it feels like all this new generation of rappers won't do enough in speaking the truth that hip-hop holds or conveys, that all they want to do is party and party and their legacy won't last. And because of the words he used in these kind of songs, it triggered this whole community of new generation of rappers where in their concerts you hear them using the FJ Cole chant very often. But in the song, if you actually look at it, it's more of saying they should find a way of making legacy and not just making party singles. But till today, they keep doing the same thing. And in insight, despite the criticism that we put towards that Everybody Dies song, we've seen that all sort of criticism put towards the Everybody Dies song, which was released in 2017, was actually very unnecessary. Still in 2017, December, he released a song titled False Prophets, where in the first verse, he was talking about his musical idol, who he feels has let him down, who has dropped, musically speaking, who doesn't release quote-unquote music that will be part of the legacy he has set in previous years. Everybody, music heads, hip-hop heads, music critics all rallied around that lyrics must be about Kanye West, because J. Cole has said it many times that Kanye West is his music idol. He was saying Kanye West has let him down and he isn't happy with it, that he feels Kanye West won't release any other music that will hold much weight as the rest of his classic music he has released prior to 2017. Until today, despite the criticism that came across Everybody Dies, we've seen that it happens to be true. So I just feel when J. Cole actually releases songs like this, we are quick to criticize it, labeling it as being very unthoughtful, labeling it as being very degrading. Why talk about people's legacy in the way he talks about it? But when you take your time to analyze the lyrics, you notice that he isn't even dissing anybody in particular. He's comparing someone's action to his own action and try to criticize himself in form of the music and seeing ways he can improve. And I feel anytime J. Cole releases songs like this, it's actually, the song turns out to be a victim of bad timing. In 2017, when he released that False Prophet song regarding Kanye West, was actually a very bad timing for him to have released such a song, because if we followed Kanye West properly, we would notice 2016/2017 was not really a good year for him, mentally speaking. That was the year he had to deal with his own mental issues and whatnot, being hospital ridden, bed locked, couldn't come out. That was the time he was actually going through his mental illness stuff. He actually had to fight through such kind of stuff, bipolarity, drug addiction, stuff like that that was affecting his mental health. That was the year he really had to deal with it. And for J. Cole to have released such a song around the time where he was just recovering in late 2017, was actually not, to me, was not a wise move. And that's really what is happening now with this song, Snow Under Bluff, which was released on Thursday. We know what is going on around with the Black Lives Matter movement. Women are being raped. Men are being killed. People are getting kidnapped. Systemic racism, whatnot, towards the Black people, which has been going on and on. But right now, it's like it's at its peak. Everybody is getting involved. So for someone like J. Cole, they feel, to have released such, and I quote, an insensitive song regarding a Black woman who has been fighting racism for quite a while, that's not a smart move. And if at all, he should have released a critical song regarding someone, because in the song, he challenged the woman, no name, to be more involved in the Black Lives Matter movement and not just be an online activist and let it stop there. But unknowingly to J. Cole, she's actually more involved than he thinks she is. In the lyrics, he thinks she's just more of an online activist. But in reality, No Name has been very involved than most of the female celebrities we have now. Because apart from being a voice for women empowerment, a feminist in the online scene, she has a book club to her name, No Name Book Clubs, where she helps Black authors to get their book to people across the world, especially Black people, helping them to be literate, what we call Black literacy, helping the education system, helping people stay in school, bringing money to the Black community, financial literacy. She has been involved in that. Even such movements grew higher and increased in 2019 with the release or launch of her No Name Book Club. And to J. Cole, honestly, he didn't know that. He thought she was just more of an online activist and said, it's not just about you being woke, being online savvy, being a social media activist, and let it stop there. It's more than that. And when the song was released and he noticed he was wrong, he released a thread of tweets addressing this issue. He said he actually stands behind every word he spoke, but whether right or wrong, he just has to say what he has to say by being honest. And he said he said he will accept all sort of criticism or opinions people have regarding his job or his song, and it's not his job to tell anybody what to think. And he released a tweet after that saying people should actually follow No Name and her movement, that as a man he loves and honors her, that she's a leader in these times, which J. Cole says he can't be a leader because he feels he hasn't read people a lot and he hasn't listened to the people a lot. But in someone like No Name, she has been doing that. And to him, what he's basically trying to say that at the time he recorded that song, he recorded it in hindsight, not knowing how involved No Name was in the Black literacy movement, educating Black people. He didn't know how involved she was, and he apologized for that. But the song actually, as I would say, is not a diss song. It was more like, I challenge you to do this as I'm challenging myself to be more involved in this movement. But celebrities reacted to it the other way around. Like I've said, labeling him a misogynist, telling him he belittles women, saying the song is insensitive and whatnot, which, like I've said, they are entitled to their opinion. And to quote-unquote make matters worse, No Name responded to J. Cole's Snow on That Bluff. She released a song on Friday, just a day after J. Cole released his own song, and the song is titled Song 33. On that song, while addressing how insensitive J. Cole's song was at the time of the release, he called J. Cole a patriarch, or his, let me use her word, she said she got a demon on her back which is looking like patriarchy. And to explain what patriarchy is, it means men who are very so much engrossed in the misogynist movement. If we are a fan of Future or we use social media, especially Twitter, very well, we've seen a lot of memes regarding the rapper Future and the lyrics he uses to address women. We know Future on social media is the god of patriarchy, in the sense that we know how Future addresses women in his songs. We know he gives little or no respect to women, and in that they label him the highest form of patriarchy. And telling someone like J. Cole that he's so much involved in the patriarchy movement because of telling her to reduce the queen tone, authoritative tone she uses in addressing black celebrities, might really come out as harsh or strong, but people didn't see it as that because of how they perceived J. Cole's song to have been as at the time of release. Like I said, they've labeled it as insensitive, misogynist, belittling of women, not fighting for equal rights, fighting your black brothers, word synonyms and stuff relating to that, being that the song in no way is supporting the Black Lives Matter. Why will you tell a woman who has been so much involved in the black literacy movement to lower her tone, try to be more involved, while you aren't even doing as much as she seems to be doing? And that's what she was addressing on the song, Song 33. She said, instead on the song, I'll quote her verse. I want to quote her verse in how she addressed J. Cole. She said, on the chorus, she said, one girl missing, another one go missing. One girl missing, another. Addressing the Toyi Salau murder case, a well-known activist in the feminist movement of the Black Lives Movement agenda, who was said to have been murdered, I think around Wednesday. Yes. She was said to have been murdered on Wednesday. And instead for J. Cole to focus on matter regarding murder case in the black community, she is focused on this sinner. She goes further to say that people like J. Cole sit in the back and stay quiet as a church mouse. She said they will be in their basement studio when duty calls to get the verse out. But now that she has released her own song, she guesses that their ego is hurt, making them go to work and come write a verse about her, telling her what not to do. She said instead for him to have addressed the more important matters in the black community, what J. Cole could have thought of doing in this very tedious and annoying time regarding the black community, is for him to come out and belittle a black person, and not just a black person, a black woman at that. Like I said earlier, this song is just a victim of bad timing. What J. Cole addressed on the song was regarding how slavery has been going on for quite long and change seems to be inevitable, but he still sees himself as not doing enough in addressing the matter. And he respects No Name for being involved in this matter. Yet, in his own opinion, he feels she can reduced the tone at which she addressed a celebrity just going after them raw. Instead of going after them raw, she should offer them ways, solutions in which they can improve, not just lambasting them on social media and that. So that was not the way to help matters in these annoying times in the black community. This time, as a black woman, as a black man, if you have criticism toward your fellow black man, don't just come online and lambast them, criticize them openly, and not offer suggestion. That's what was actually addressing on the song Snow on the Bluff. But as I've mentioned earlier, once more, people took that the wrong way, and we've seen how that didn't turn out well for him. And with the release of this song, titled Song 33 by No Name, she just addressed J. Cole as frankly as she thought she could have addressed him. She said she didn't know that her own reading would be a bother to people like J. Cole or people that want to lambast her for being very much outspoken. She didn't know her movements and the way she comes out raw on social media, like I said, very active, telling people to be more involved, will seem offensive and unthoughtful for her to be doing something like that. That people like J. Cole, like I've said, we just remain quiet, sit at the back, say nothing, and when things are good, they will come out, release a song, make their money, go back into hiatus again, or they are hiding and continue to remain quiet as a church mouse. So the matter now is J. Cole versus No Name. Who is right? Who is wrong? In my own honest opinion, no one is right, no one is wrong, and there are faults on both sides. On J. Cole's side, I feel he's very much at fault. If I'm to scale his faultiness to No Name's on a ratio, I think his own will be probably a ratio 7-3, because he holds much weight for being faulty in these critical times in the black community. I feel if at all he wanted to address something relating to how people just come out to address celebrities that are not involved, they should do so in a reasonable manner. But in my own opinion, releasing such a song in these times where black people are coming together as one, fighting systemic racism as one, fighting governmental oppression as one, fighting police brutality as one, is a very bad thing, of subjects to bad timing for him. He could have released it when this matter has been suppressed, probably 1 or 2 months after, and offer his criticism the way he did on this song. But no, he chose to release the song at this very time where every black man and woman seemed to be haughty once he mentioned anything quote unquote insensitive toward their community. But on No Name's part, she's quite doing well, being more than involved social media wise. Physically, she educates people, telling them bring your books, sell it for you. That's something. She has a foundation to her name. She's very much engrossed in things like that. But I feel after she heard the song, she could have sat down and reasoned more and probably deciphered that the phrase J. Cole used, queen tone, is not used in a misogynistic way. Rather, it is used in a way whereby he's just advising that it's more than just calling out celebrities to be involved in Black Lives Matter movement. People have been involved and they'll continue to be involved, but is the change coming? That is more than that, that right now, as J. Cole put it in his song, go to the ghettos, go to where black people are actually suffering, go to the hood to educate them more on the matter, and not just use social media, which might seem to be helping matters, but it's really not reaching the hearts of many. she could have sat down and reasoned that, oh yeah, this is what Jacob was talking about, this is what he addresses, I feel offended. I could have called him one-on-one, probably via a DM or through his management, and sort things out amicably. But no, she decides, oh, probably Jeko is more famous than her, and she's just an opportunist using this to make her name more known. Because prior to Jeko talking on the matters he talked about on Snow the Bluff regarding No Name's criticism and how he isn't involved in the Black Lives Matter, very few people, especially in this part of the world, Nigeria, knew who No Name is. So now that J. Cole has given her a sort of popularity, a sort of fame, she's probably just using it as an opportunist movement to make her name more known. And I feel, on my part, that's not a smart move. I feel J. Cole too could have reached out to her and talked about this privately instead of releasing a song about how he feels. But we know J. Cole to be very thoughtful when he releases song. He doesn't just disrespect people, so we'll give him credit for that. But this thing could have been a one-on-one discussion and it would have ended there. But no, he chose to bring it on the internet. And as we all know, the internet is not a safe place for you to air out your opinions. People are gonna come at you, eat you raw like dogs eating bones. They don't give a damn about what you think, especially when they are going through trying times. They tend to put their anger on you. They tend to put their frustration on you. They tend to put every sort of oppression they have regarding them and their race on you at that particular time when they feel like you are attacking their movement or their community. And Jacob just fell a victim of bad timing releasing such a song at this particular time. But I feel they will find a way of settling it. I hope they find a way of settling it, because as it's looking, No Name is winning the argument. And it just happens to be so. It's very hard to win an argument against a woman, as we all know, except you have a very solid base for that argument. If you don't have a very solid base for an argument, my brother, you are not winning the argument against a woman. And J. Cole has just fallen victim to that stone of being among men who we quote unquote drag black women in public. And I feel it's just his time for to get criticism, to feel the rot of what he has said. Whether right or wrong in your opinion, like I said, you're entitled to your opinion, but I feel there are better ways of settling this matter instead of unnecessarily dragging it on social media in the name of clout. Some people haven't even listened to the song, but you see them tweeting trash about the opinions they have at heart. Some people just pick a quote, probably from the internet, regarding the song, pick a line from the song, pick a blogger's line, pick a writer's line, pick an analyst's line, pick a critic's line regarding his view on the song and post it on their social media page and lambast Jeko. But I feel that form of energy is not actually what we need in these particular times where black people actually uniting. We need the kind of energy that unites people, that brings them together, an energy that will create a cooperation, a strong force that will make the government see that, okay, you can't keep oppressing black people, we have to do better. But no, what we see right now is the division between a black man and a woman, which really isn't doing us any good. So I pray they find a way of settling it in the nearest time. And thank you all for listening. This has been another episode of Olumide is a Goat podcast. And that was my opinion regarding the whole issue. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you. Until next time, continue to stay safe. Bye.